I'm not the creator, so I try not to condone by judging. I can only promise this. Anybody who takes the Lord's name in vain, I'm in the podcast right then and there. Other than that, I'm not responsible for anything. Now, with that being said, give me liberty or, you know, pray for us.
So let's kick this a beam, man. Everybody is selling you a product. Don't be fooled. Like, everyone is trying to sell you something regardless of how they're trying to do it. Don't get caught up in the smoke and mirrors. The only product I'm trying to sell you is the truth. These are the last words I won't utter whenever I die at my funeral, etc. He was the truth. So I'm going to live my life as if I'm writing my obituary in real time.
Side note. So I'm driving on 85 and I see this sign and it says Airheads Welcome. And I guess it was like an invitation for kids to come to the library or something like that. But it was a black kid on that billboard. And I don't know, just didn't sit right with me. Whoever was in the marketing department definitely didn't think that through.
So what would you tell 18-year-old you just graduating and having the world open up for the first time?
We got PhDs, yeah, pretty huge dream.
Please don't ever let a job trick you out of your spot. Always be smart.
Hey man, don't get this twisted though. I'm not a life expert and I'm not claiming to be one. My life is my movie. Your life is your movie. Yours may be different than mine, and that's fine. I know they want us all to think alike, be alike, move the same way, but you are allowed to be your own individual person. Now, have I always lived my life this way? No, but I'm talking about right now. People will try to attack the old you when they can't get to the new you, but that's just how it goes. Like, okay, that might have been something I said in the past. There might have been something that I did in the past, and I take full responsibility for that. I'm not going to use excuses to get around my past, but that's not the person I want to be, and that's not the person that I am. Talk to me today. Everybody is the experts now. Everyone has an expert opinion. I think Jay-Z said it best. Everybody can tell you how to do it, but they never did it.
You know, I notice for some reason the world loves being divided.
Like the fact they want us to have an opinion about everything. Does no one else think that's strange?
That don't really bother me, though.
Just the next one. I'm eager to navigate.
The old me is dying soon, fighting on the ropes. My heart's broken, spirit loose, fear induced. Facing my peers, we're at the end of youth. Flow batter foes, they tippy toe when I'm in the room. Showing I'm a pro, evolve. See Darwinism rules, lose with the crew. It's sudden death, don't make a move. Pocket full of halos if you ever wanna play the crew. Looping through, tying a noose, it can't be true. Man of steel couldn't break loose. Swinging these bodies, strange fruit. Taste of the hate is raised and grown from bare roots. Prey on the predators. Even sinners pray too.
But like, one thing that used to really bother me was what someone of the LGBTQT community has going on for their lives. That's really none of my business. That was my mindset. I just come from the mindset of we can have different opinions, but as long as we're respectful to each other, like as long as respect is shown regardless of race, sex, gender, orientation, whatever, black, pink, purple, green, respect. I don't really have an opinion now, and I know that sounds like cap, but let me just explain my way of thinking. Like, what I do with my life should be my main concern. What another individual does with their life, that's their business. Why are we creating division between people, like telling them you have to pick a side, you're either for or against it? I think it just causes division, and who profits from that division, and why? Something to think about. But anyway, I said all that to say this. Stop comparing it to slavery. Let slavery have its own plight. You know, we're not into who suffered more throughout history. That's not what, that's just creating more division. And at the end of the day, where does that get us? There's just so many people who have a valued opinion who we all think shouldn't. But then again, that's us valuing our opinion over someone else's. And it's probably on something we know nothing about. I just had to learn, you don't know what you would do until you're in that situation and you have to deal with it. Like, you have to make that decision.
We have a complex issue at hand. It's what we, as a society, try to weigh our own sins against other people's, and we use that as an elevator for our self-worth to bring someone else down. I don't like that. I feel like it's very weird. We should definitely stop doing that. But yeah, I go by the name of Saint.
And that's my underscore talk.